You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Hope you had a great weekend. Welcome to the month of July, and the 4th of July holiday week is upon us. Great to have you with us on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass, our producer here today on a Monday, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here in Eastern Iowa. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Same number for our phone line. If you'd like to pick up the phone, give us a call. That is also 319-366-1600. And I know Isaac is ready to go. Big night for him. He's got his United States of America national team. Is that an actual kit itself, or is it a facsimile, or is it something close, or are you just patriotic this week because it's the 4th of July?
This would be the 96 World Cup? 96 World Cup jersey that the U.S. won or wore during that competition. I want to say it was 96, so it's a little bit older. It's not this year's.
Okay, it's older than you are.
Yes, it is older than I am. Yes,
That's okay. Maybe it'll bring some good vibrations for tonight.
I'm hoping so. That was the idea behind it. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm not super confident, but a little bit of hope still.
We'll get to that in a moment. Mark Dukes from the back porch in the southwest side. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And yes, happy holiday week and happy yet another Bobby Bonilla Day.
And others, as well as Bobby Bonilla. Still getting paid by the New York Mets, and there are other superstars also getting paid on this July 1st. For basically not playing baseball. And yeah, Bobby Bonilla, maybe the most famous. Not only Bobby Bonilla Day, not only the 1st of July, but also you've got a sad day and a red letter day as far as college athletics is concerned. As of the stroke of midnight this morning, I guess that's the best way to put it, or 2 o'clock Central Time, the stroke of 2 o'clock this morning Central Time, the official demise of the Pacific 12 Conference took place. There is no Pac-12 anymore, Mark.
No, there isn't. And July 1st triggers many official movements for conferences. I swear, Scott, you're going to need, much like teams, you're gonna need a scorecard for a little while anyway on the conferences. Texas and OU begin playing the SEC today, or at least are officially members. SMU, one of three joining the ACC, the other two joining later. The Big Ten and Big 12 don't officially expand till August 2nd, but I mean, we knew all this was going to transpire, but I mean, if you think you know the Big 12 now, it's 16 teams, including four teams from the West Coast and the Big 10 as well, 18 teams now and four from the West Coast. I can't wait to see the Big 10 Network's animated map fly over. That has become, I love it. It's really cool. But it's going to take a little while longer to show. And, of course, 18 stops on that map.
Yeah, it could be a minute promo now instead of a 30-second promo. I'm with you. Why is that? You and I have such like minds, Mark, that was like one of the first things I thought of. Okay, it's a cool promo, but now it's got to be thrown away and basically redone, and they have to take a very, very supersonic flight across America, going from Los Angeles to the Pacific Northwest, and then across to the fields of Nebraska before getting across from Missouri to the state of Iowa. So it's going to take a quicker route to get to that particular promo. And will they still show the Rose Bowl? Because the Rose Bowl is not really, I don't know, it's not the destination now for the Big Ten champion, per se. If the Rose Bowl is on the way to the national championship, yeah, I guess so. But I don't think there's a reason to show the Rose Bowl, especially now that it's a home venue for one of the new Big Ten teams coming up next August 2nd.
Yeah, I'm not quite so sure. And what are you going to show for Northwestern? New stadium being built, and yeah, it's going to be a flyover from California to Washington to the East Coast, and there's your new Big Ten.
Crazy. So there you go. Oh, the Pac-12, we hardly knew ye, into the annals of history, and SMU now a member of the ACC, because you can see the Atlantic from the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Coming up on 3:12 here on this Monday edition of the Jim Clash, you're shaking your head, Isaac. You're just not you're not a believer, man.
The ACC is by far the weirdest one of all of the conference realignments, with Stanford and Cal and SMU. That one by far is, in my opinion, the most awkward fit as far as teams go or colleges go.
It's the Sea to Shining Sea conference, isn't it?
I guess it's
so is the Big Ten.
They really got one in the middle there.
Yeah.
So is the Big Ten.
Yeah.
From Santa Monica Pier all the way to the beautiful shores of New Jersey and Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey, as we like to call them, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. 319-366-1600. Yes, 5917. This is all money-driven. money-driven, and more money-driven on that. To get to. Of course, not only the 1st of July, Mark, Bobby Bonilla Day, et cetera, et cetera. The beginning of new conferences or changes in old conferences. Also on the northeast side over in Elm Crest, it is the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Tournament going on today. And beautiful day for it. I mean, if you like temperatures in the 70s, this is your cup of tea. But great to see Zach and several of his friends from the PGA and the LPGA Tour. They are in Cedar Rapids, not only last night, but today, and doing some good things for some good kids. And if you missed our talk with Eric Christensen on Thursday, we went over a lot of what was going to transpire today. You can go back and listen to that on our podcast, KGYMradio.com. But great to see Zach taking swings out at Elm Crest.
Yeah, and of course the gala, which raises so much money for the Zach Johnson Foundation, held last night. Assuming it was a big success as usual, and then this morning play got kicked off over at Elm Crest with Jordan Spieth, Zach Johnson, and others. I haven't seen many videos, and of course the results don't matter. A lot of sponsors and others get to play with pros and celebrities, but I did see a video of Cooper DeJean's swing. I'm not sure which hole it was, but not bad. And I shouldn't be surprised. He's such a great athlete.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Oh, 5917 was talking about Bobby Bonilla. I'm sorry. I misconstrued that. But, yeah, hey, if you can still get paid at Bobby Bonilla's age for playing baseball at one time, then so be it. Cooper DeJean, I think, could do anything. Just pick up a tennis racket, play tennis. Great athlete, obviously, at Otebolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove. Iowa has offered his younger brother as well over the summer. So might not be the last DeJean coming to Iowa City. Of course, DeJean, the younger version, has many other offers.
Yeah, and it reminds me of so many terrific all-around athletes. Marv Cook springs to mind. I mean, obviously a multi-sport athlete at West Branch who went on to the NFL, but the guy can show up on a golf course in flip-flops and shoot damn near even par. At least he could anyway. And, you know, hand-eye coordination, on and on and on. So, yeah, DeJean had a pretty good swing.
Not bad. Not bad. If you were over there, let us know what you thought. 319-366-1600. North Liberty Larry on the text line saying about the Big Ten, you could almost call it the I-80 conference. You almost could. It's
well should these conferences be renamed? I mean, you've got the Big Ten with 18 teams. The Big 12 is going to have 16. As Isaac just pointed out, the Atlantic Coast Conference now includes, or going to include, Cal and Stanford. Or do we just leave things as they are?
I think you just, well, now, are you taking into consideration the fact that you're going to have sponsorships now for the conference names, like we talked about a week and a half ago?
No, but, I mean, that could very much be involved, but the names of the conferences right now are misnomers, really. The I-80 conference, how about that? I don't know.
Could be. Could be the I-80 conference out there. 319-366-1600. Also, John Deere Week getting underway. Unfortunately, on a little bit of a sour note, one of the big names that was scheduled to be at the TPC Deer Run over at the Quad Cities, that being Patrick Cantlay, has announced, the Ryder Cupper, that he has to withdraw from the tournament this week due to a injury. So he will not be over at the Quad Cities. Jordan Spieth will be over at the Quad Cities, and went through the list of right now scheduled professionals to be there and to tee off. And must say, it is probably overall the top deer field that they have had in several years, even without Patrick Cantlay. When you're talking about Jordan Spieth, you're talking about Nick Dunlap, who won earlier on this year. Jake Knapp is going to be there. It's a pretty good field over there at the TPC Deer Run.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's related to these guys trying to accumulate enough FedEx Cup points or move into that top 125 that secures your playing privileges. I think that's why Zach Johnson, of course, he's always at the Deer, but last week he was at the Rocket Mortgage and started off very strong and fizzled, did not have a good tournament at the end of the day, but he's trying to get into that top 125 too because he's playing on a world money exemption this year, and that's a one-time only deal. And between now he get now and the time he gets to be senior tour age, getting in the top 125 would be very important, and the season is dwindling.
Yeah, there are only 7 events until the FedEx Cup playoffs, and not that many weeks because there are a couple of events that are simultaneous. I think there's just 5 weeks going until the FedEx Cup playoffs. So that's why you're getting a little bit better field at the Quad Cities. That will get started on the 4th of July Thursday with play starting early in the morning. And then the final round will be coming up on Sunday. And we'll talk about that coming up on Wednesday. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Looking forward to talking golf with Brian Haas on Wednesday as Brian's good friend Tracy Vest, one of those that's going to be teeing off on Thursday in the first round.
Yeah, and Brian caddied for him at the PGA, was it? And Brian's not going to caddy this week. He has some personal things going on, and that's a big commitment to commit not only maybe 4 rounds, but a couple practice days and whatnot. But Tracy is his right-hand man, and or maybe co-equals at Lake House Sports, and Hopefully talk to Brian and get his take on things Wednesday.
Yeah, looking forward to that and talking with Brian. We talked to Tracy a few weeks back before he played in that the PGA Club Professionals Championship.
Right.
That was down in Dallas. Good photo of those two in the Gazette on Sunday, by the way. Do you like that?
Yeah, it was good of both of them.
Not bad. They looked like they were right out there and looking good.
Professional.
Very professional. Very professional out there. Yes, Cooper gave Iowa High School football the greatest single fourth quarter in history. At least it was one of them. It was one of them. Is that? Do I smell a Friday topic? We've already done that.
Maybe. And for all I know, Cooper might have played golf.
Might have.
Tough to do golf and track, but I forget how the seasons go in the smaller schools and the bigger schools. But he might have given it a whirl. I don't know.
Going to get you to an Emil Sinaway scoreboard update. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Speaking of the golf world, they did have the conclusion of the U.S. Senior Open at Newport, Rhode Island today, earlier on this morning. And interesting, both big trophies for the United States Golf Association, at least on the men's side, right now are owned by players from the LIV Tour, which is, I'm sure, just making everybody at PGA headquarters smile from ear to ear because, of course, Bryson DeChambeau was the winner of the United States Open at Pinehurst and your U.S. Senior Open winner today in a playoff plus was Richard Bland, who is, I believe, the oldest player on the LIV Tour. I might be wrong on that. Just turned 50. He's 2 for 2 now in senior majors, winning the senior PGA a few weeks back, and now he followed that up with a win at Newport, Rhode Island, at the 1,001st ever USGA-sanctioned event. It was held at the same place that the very first was in 1895. Pretty cool.
It is. It tells you one of two things. Either it's a big coincidence with LIV players winning in the last two USGA events, or it's time for the LIV players and PGA Tour golfers to get together.
Well, supposedly they have secretly and put together some sort of schedule and proposal. It has not been released to the public as of yet. That is going to be a very interesting day when that happens. Certainly is going to be the case, and there's going to be a lot of hand-wringing and consternation, I think, when that comes around. And going to be interested to see what the 2025 schedule is going to look like as far as the as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. Going to get to some baseball. We will talk about the weekend in baseball, and we'll talk baseball tomorrow with Cal Eldred. A few changes and tweaks to the Home Run Derby, which will be coming up right here on KGYM in a couple of weeks. So we will talk about that, get your views on it, and what everything looks like is we are pretty much at the halfway mark as far as baseball is concerned. And we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. And Isaac, are you ready? What time is the soccer match?
It's going to be 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
Uruguay and the American national team.
Yeah, it's not a great matchup for the United States. Uruguay is a very good team. They have a lot of talented players on there. They've won the Copa America 15 times.
What happens if the Americans lose?
They get grouped. I mean, that's it. Assuming Panama beats Bolivia, which is more than likely. Bolivia is pretty bad. Otherwise, if Panama draws, United States, if they draw and Panama draws with Bolivia, then United States gets through on goal differential. If Panama and United States both lose, United States should still get through on goal differential. So we are not only United States fans, we are Bolivia fans as well tonight.
Oh, do you have your Bolivian kit ready to go?
No, I've not even seen that for sale anywhere before. So, but it's just it's just been a frustrating tournament. This was the United States' chance to announce themselves as legit sort of contenders in the world and in the upper echelon, and has not landed like that so far. And if they, United States does lose and they do go out in the group stages, I would expect a change in coaching staff ahead of the 2026 World Cup.
I would think it would be right.
Is there a limit on red cards, Isaac? Because the United States needs about 3 red cards on Uruguay.
Yeah, I don't think there's a limit, but I will admit there might be. I think you have to have so many players out there to actually play the game. So there might be, but I wouldn't even know what that is really off the top of my head. United States definitely does need help. They need to score early. United States is terrible, I think, when they go down behind early. If they find themselves down 1-0, sometimes it feels hopeless. Like sometimes, like watching Iowa football, when Iowa football would go down by a touchdown, you're kind of like, oh, here we go. So I guess would be the best way to describe it. Similar feeling when the United States men go down 1-0. There's just not a, the team doesn't play an aggressive enough style to, you know, make up for big deficits.
That's 2022, 2023 circa Iowa offense.
Yes, yes.
Don't lump in 2024 as of yet.
I'm sorry, yeah. This year's offense remains to be seen, but last year's offense certainly, it's a similar feeling. That's how I'll describe it. It's a similar feeling.
Just have to be fair. I have to be fair right there. All right, we'll see a little bit later on this evening. The American United States national team and Uruguay. That'll be coming up tonight. Right now, coming up, an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update with Mark. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Had a chance to stop there over the weekend. Said hi to everybody over there. Jamie was serving with a smile on her face, as per usual. And great to see those folks. Stop on by. They're across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, and they are open at 4 o'clock and online at emilshideaway.com. What do we have today?
One of the very good, if not great, Major League Baseball players of all time, Orlando Cepeda, died over the weekend at age 86. Among his accomplishments, he was a unanimous Rookie of the Year in 1958. Also in baseball, 3 games on the Major League Baseball slate today, very slim schedule. 1 game in progress right now in the 5th inning. Houston at Toronto, scoreless. In college baseball, Iowa has hired its new pitching coach. His name is Sean Kinney. He most recently was at Houston, also distinguished stops at Georgia, Michigan, Maryland, among others. Former Iowa star Luca Garza is going to be returning to the Minnesota Timberwolves. He has agreed to a 2-year deal, fully guaranteed with the Timberwolves. Garza will make $2.1 million next year. Wedding bells in the NFL over the weekend included marriages for Christian McCaffrey and former Iowa star Jack Campbell.
Nice. Nice. Campbell just had his football camp ahead of that. So got that taken care of, and then got married. No, Travis Kelce and a certain singer did not tie the knot over the weekend. So there you go. Was that one of the Kansas City Chiefs also tied the knot, and Travis Kelce was there over the weekend? Not sure that his better half was there.
That's called an incomplete marriage scoreboard.
Incomplete marriage scoreboard. Orlando Cepeda. Maybe I'm going to say underrated, Mark. I know that he's a Hall of Famer, former Rookie of the Year. Boy, it's been a tough couple of weeks for the San Francisco Giants, hasn't it? Man, alive with Willie Mays and now Orlando Cepeda. They had one of the great nicknames of all time with the Baby Bull. That was a terrific nickname.
So many great players during his era. You mentioned a couple, and you add in Willie McCovey for the Giants, and again, you go around to various teams, and during Cepeda's era, might be underrated because of the quality of play. and so many great players in that era.
Yeah, terrific player in his own right, and certainly is going to be missed out there. 319-366-1600. We will take a break. We'll come back and going to talk a little bit of baseball with you. New home run derby format coming up. And that is going to be coming up, I believe, 2 weeks from tonight at the home of the Texas Rangers. And the world champion Texas Rangers, who are falling on hard times. We'll talk about that and more when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class, a Monday edition, right here on KGYM, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. We're back after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Another beautiful day on the way for us outside today. We'll continue to see more clouds filling back in throughout this afternoon and ahead of our next chances for some showers and thunderstorms overnight. However, highs this afternoon will still be in those middle 70s. Then for Tuesday, we'll see those highs gradually work their way back up into those middle 80s throughout the afternoon. However, we will start to see more showers and thunderstorms work their way throughout our area, a few of which, especially throughout the afternoon and early evening, could be on the stronger side. But by Wednesday, we'll see those showers move on out of the area and the sunshine return once again with highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now with the first forecast.
You're diehard for your teams just like you are about outdoor entertaining. Spotix makes impressing your guests easy. Custom fire feature, luxury grill, Spotix has what you need. We've partnered on over 40,000 outdoor living projects across the U.S., but we're based right here in North Liberty. I'm Scott Ramspot, owner of Spotix. Visit our showroom, lift the hood on a premium grill, and find your wow factor. 1 minute off 380 at exit 4. SPOTIX.com.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. And it is July. Summer is cruising right along, and you need to stop on by at your neighborhood Quick Star for the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab. They are giving away $500,000 this summer with 10 weekly winners of $25,000 each, plus one final weekly winner of $250,000. Play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab pull tab game daily in your Quick Rewards app to earn chances to enter the weekly winner drawing. Summer just got a whole lot cooler with both Quickstar and with Coca-Cola. For more details on the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab, go online to quickstar.com/sweepstakes to get all the full details of the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab at your neighborhood Quickstar.
An evening with Larry the Cable Guy.
It's a cool anniversary for me tonight. This is my 27th year in the comedy business, and it's my fifth year being funny, so I'm excited about both of them, all right?
Friday, July 26th, McGrath Amphitheater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Larry the Cable Guy.
Gator Duh.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15, powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
3:34, back with you on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Cal Elder joins us coming up tomorrow. We will talk Major League Baseball with Cal. Wednesday, Caddy Smack in the Gym Class. We are off on Thursday with the 4th of July holiday, and then back with you for a Friday edition of the show. We'll have a Friday topic for you and more coming up this Friday. 319-366-1600 is the text line available to you. That's the phone line as well. 319-366-1600. And Mark, Major League Baseball announcing over the weekend changes to the upcoming Home Run Derby. which will take place 2 weeks from tonight down in Arlington, Texas. And we do have our first competitor, by the way. That is from my adopted Baltimore Orioles. That would be 26 home run dinger hitter Gunnar Henderson is going to be in the home run derby. That we know. But I think good changes for the home run derby, because in past years it got off to a bang, but then kind of, I'm not going to say whimpered out at the end, but certainly the first round was always the most exciting, and they're going to try to make the whole thing a little equally exciting across the board, if you will.
Yeah, kind of the big change is there's no longer head-to-head competition in the first round among the eight competitors. All eight go, and the top four advance to the semifinals, and then much the same head-to-head from the semifinals to the finals, although they're going to allow fewer pitches, fewer swings, I think. And, you know, whether that's to speed up the process or acknowledgement of, you know, these guys have already been through one or two rounds and, you know, trying to preserve some of their energy, I don't know for sure. But I do like everybody competing in that first round all together.
I like it too. You hit the nail on the head, and that is that they're trying to conserve the energy of the players throughout the three rounds that you could possibly take part in. The first round, the semifinals, and then the finals with the eight players. I like that. The first round, yeah, it was exciting to see the home run totals go up, to see the records being set. But so much energy was being used during that round that a lot of players just didn't have anything left. So you are now going to get 3 minutes or 40 pitches, whichever comes first, and one timeout. You also get three bonus outs as well, and you can earn a fourth bonus with a 425-foot home run in bonus time, which a lot of them will get. I think it's a good move. The top four then will move on. So you're playing against the other seven competitors. You're swinging against them as far as the first round is concerned. And then they will seed in the semifinals, one through four. The top total will be obviously seeded number one. And the player with the least amount of home runs that advanced will be the number four seed. And it is going to be 3 minutes or 40 pitches with one timeout and the three bonus outs as well. And then in the finals, of course, head-to-head. And it's only going to be 2 minutes or 27 pitches with one timeout, with the bonus rules applying as well. So it's they are hoping to have a better showing late, and they are also hoping that they can avoid any lingering injuries as well. Maybe not the night of the home run derby, Mark, but down the line from just swinging and swinging as hard as you can for a considerable amount of time. They're hoping that this is going to be encouraging more of the top flight home run hitters to come on board.
Well, Gunnar Henderson, the young, terrific player, is obviously not scared of what some people believe is the home run derby curse, that some of these players wreck their swings in this competition and go into the tank the second half. And Henderson's not afraid. There's examples both sides of that argument, whether, you know, the swings have not hurt anybody, or swings that have kind of brought players down in the second half. I don't think it's a thing, but maybe it is.
It might be, and you're not going to see just pitch, 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 boom, as quickly as you can in 3 minutes like it used to be in the past. And you're going to get a little time to set up here. Still going to go in pretty rapid succession, but I think it's going to be a better contest. We'll see. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts about it? Again, that's 319-366-1600. And I'm on board with it. I think you're on board with it, Mark. Are you on board with it, Isaac? You like the changes?
I'm sorry. I'm making a schedule for next month. I'm sorry.
We were talking about home run contest. Do you like the changes?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm on board with it. I think with things like that, you run the risk of things getting stale at times. Like, we've seen what happened to the dunk contest in the NBA.
Seemingly, nobody wants to be in it anymore.
Exactly. So I think you have to make changes just to keep people interested and keep them watching and keep the players wanting to keep participating and stuff like that.
I think it's good. I think it's going to be good for it. So we'll find out. We'll see who's going to come on board. Mention Gunnar Henderson's already there, and perhaps there will be more. We'll wait and see on that. 319-366-1600. Sticking with baseball, and again, Cal Eldred will join us coming up tomorrow. But as you mentioned, Mark, we are basically at the halfway point of the baseball season right about now. And you take a look at the teams that are in, teams that are out. We'll talk more about that coming up tomorrow. But you've got teams that are starting to put things together. I'm looking at you, Houston, at this present time. 42-41. Astros have won 9 out of their last 10 and starting to play some better baseball. Philadelphia, 2 more injuries as Bryce Harper goes on the sideline among them for Philadelphia. They've had, along with most other teams, had to deal with injuries. The Mets have climbed within a game of 500 and now are putting a little bit. Atlanta can see them in their rearview mirror a little bit. And the Braves, without Acuna and others, they have not had the year a lot of people thought they would. And speaking of the Astros, we can also speak of the Redbirds of St. Louis down the Avenue of the Saints, Mark, as St. Louis is suddenly 3 games over 500. And they are the closest pursuer to the Milwaukee Brewers, who have a 6.5 game lead in the National League Central. So some very interesting things happening in baseball.
Yeah, the most interesting race right now is obviously New York and Baltimore and the American League East, but the play of some teams have made some things interesting, and you've talked about Houston. Tampa Bay has reached 500, but it's so tough in that Eastern Division with New York, Baltimore, and Boston ahead of it. The Mets are flirting with 500, as is Pittsburgh and Arizona, teams like that. I think you might have one or two division races that are really, really good, but the wild cards are going to be just absolutely crazy, I think, because in the American League right now you have probably 6 teams that are within 6 games, 7 games of one another. But in the National League you have 10 teams within 5 games of one another. I mean, yeah, if you're number 10, as are the Chicago Cubs, only 5 back in the wild card, you still have to climb ahead of a bunch of teams, but I think the wild card chases are going to be probably the most fascinating.
JW on the text line says he prefers the old 9-inning, 3 outs per inning format. Let's go back to a home run derby back in the day, huh? Black and white version. Remember that, Mark? Back on ESPN, they showed those in the afternoons. Maybe we should go back to that and play that out. Yeah, the wild cards right now, Atlanta, San Diego, who is 4 games over the 500 mark, and the Cardinals are in the 3rd slot as of the moment in the National League with the Mets 2 games out. Yeah, the Mets to the Cubs, there are 7 teams within 3.5 games. I guess that is what Major League Baseball was shopping for when they expanded the playoffs several seasons ago and keeping everybody, you know, within earshot, unless you're the Colorado Rockies or the Chicago White Sox. But mostly everybody in the National League is kind of still within you know, range of a playoff spot, I guess.
And I think that's just good for baseball, good for fandom. A lot of things are going to change between now and the end of the season. Who plays really, really well and who hits the skids? You know, it's hard to predict right now. But as you mentioned, Houston's certainly on a run right now. They're the Astros up 1-0 on Toronto in the sixth inning in the only afternoon game today. So they could really be a factor. Seattle playing pretty well, although it lost 2 of 3 to the Twins. And, you know, I think you're going to have a couple races, mainly in the East and maybe in the NL Central. Maybe one other be, you know, pretty close going into the last week or two of the season. But again, the wild cards, who's going to play well and who's not? And that's totally unpredictable right now.
Are you going to be the one to puff out your chest first, or should it be me for our grand American League Central? Right now, the only division in baseball, as of the moment anyway, with 3 playoff teams.
That's nice, but it's like your golfer being ahead at the 36-hole mark of a 72-hole event.
Yeah, not that we've had that scenario play out at all this year.
We feel very well, don't we?
Ben Silverman, we're looking right at you, among others. Minnesota and Kansas City still hanging in there. Twins 10 games over 500. Tell you what, and I know CBS Sports today in their Monday edition of the power rankings said basically it is time to accept the Cleveland Guardians for what they are, and that is possibly the best team in baseball. I am still astounded by what Cleveland has done, especially without their best pitcher. But they show no signs of letting up at this point.
No, I'm totally impressed with the Guardians, but you have to keep in mind it has played the weakest or among the weakest schedules in the first half of the season. That may or may not catch up with the Guardians, but you can't deny that, you know, they're 99% to make the postseason, 22 games over 500. Those are the teams you got to beat, no doubt about it. We'll see how the second half goes, but, you know, I don't know whether Minnesota and Kansas City are going to have a say in things or not. But you can't deny the Guardians have played extremely well through 82 games.
They have. And Arizona's starting to show a little bit of a sign of a pulse. Remember what the Diamondbacks did last year. And interesting, in that same article from CBS Sports earlier on today, saying who could be this year's Arizona Diamondbacks and jumping up if they get into the playoffs and maybe making some noise. And they were saying perhaps if they get in, the Pittsburgh Pirates, based on Skeens and Mitch Keller. You would not want to face those two in a short series, I think, Mark.
Not really. Maybe Boston is in that conversation. Boston has played above expectations to this point. Whether the Red Sox will hang on, I don't know. But, yeah, you can make a case for Pittsburgh. You know, it's one of those teams in the wild card conversation and only 3 games under 500. You know, if the Pirates get hot, maybe so.
Maybe so. Pitching, hey, it's defense and pitching when it comes down to the end. And the National League Central, the Brewers with a 6.5 game lead over the Cardinals. Pittsburgh is 9.5 back. Cincinnati, and then the Cubs. The Cubs, I believe, take on the Phillies to start this week as well. So that's not exactly good news if you're a Cub fan out there, even though it will be in Wrigley Field this week. But Cubs and others have some very big decisions to make in the next few weeks, Mark, because even though you're only, 5 games out, but you've got 10 teams ahead of you in essence. Do you sell or do you buy at this point? There's going to be a lot of teams facing that decision.
Yeah, and the main premise is, do you think you're still in the chase, either for a division or a wild card? or you giving up at this point? I think it's too early for many teams to give up, including those, you know, a dozen or more teams in both leagues that are in the wild card chase. But different teams have different philosophies, different payrolls. I don't think the Cubs should stay the course right now. I think maybe add a piece or two, but you can say that about a lot of teams.
You can. And you also, I think, do you look at it this way that, and maybe we can ask this of Cal tomorrow, do you look at it this way? Okay, we make the playoffs as the fifth or sixth, and you're gonna have the Dodgers, you're going to have Philadelphia, more than likely Atlanta or Milwaukee to face in that first round. good luck on that if you want to get in. But as they say, anything can happen when you get to the postseason, right?
And usually does for at least one team. Reference Texas.
Look at that from last year. Texas not going along real well right now. Third place, 8 games under .500. Still only 8 out because Seattle has been struggling as of late. Houston's within 3.5 games of the lead in the AL West. My pick to win that division yet again, and I think they're going to get it done. Coming up on 352, we'll take a break, come back, and have a little bit more for you before we close up shop and bring in Spencer on sports at 4 o'clock. Back with more after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Do summer projects your way with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can make the most of summer grilling and dig into gardening. Plus, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like power tools and storage to tackle any last-minute garage project. Summer your way with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Temps are heating up, and so are the ticket deals this summer with Vivid Seats. Whether it's scoring tickets for a night out at the ballpark or witnessing the rising stars of women's basketball, Vivid Seats has you covered. With a robust rewards program and wide selection of tickets, Vivid Seats makes it easy to score great deals on great seats with a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you the peace of mind for the ultimate fan experience. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
3:53 back with you to close up a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Cal Elder joins us coming up tomorrow. We will talk more about Major League Baseball, get Cal's thoughts on things as we are 2 weeks away from the Major League All-Star break. We'll get his thoughts about the revised Home Run Derby and what that's going to look like and if it is going to be better for the players and other things. So that'll be coming up on Tuesday, tomorrow at 3 with Cal Eldred. Spencer on Sports coming up next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And Mark, I know you did not get to NASCAR from yesterday on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. The 5, count them, not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, but 5 overtime race, for lack of a better word, yesterday at the Nashville Super Speedway. A lot of people with a lot of different opinions in the racing community talking about that. And I am not one that likes the overtime, and I certainly don't like 5 of them, especially with cars wrecking and cars running out of fuel and et cetera, et cetera. Kyle Busch got taken out, so he got out of the car and did his famous bow on the front straightaway in front of everybody. That thing had everything yesterday.
Yeah, and I guess I don't get too excited about it much anymore because it's so commonplace in NASCAR. And actually, I mean, other sports, there's extra innings in baseball. There's playoffs in golf. There's stoppage time in soccer. The only difference is, is that in NASCAR, it's not tied when it's supposed to be over. Whereas in other sports, it's tied, not stoppage time in soccer per se, but, you know, football, baseball, on and on and on. Why it's done, I don't know. I don't know why they have stages, blah, blah. You know, it's a conversation for a different day. Nevertheless, a record in NASCAR racing yesterday.
That was a record. We'll have a six overtimer coming sometime soon. Maybe at the Brickyard. We got some Brickyard tickets we're going to be giving away in the next few weeks for the Brickyard 400, the 30th anniversary. They're back on the oval at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we'll talk more about that coming up in the next few weeks. Gene and Vinton says Cubs are sellers. They are a hot mess. Who's a bigger mess, the south side of Chicago or the north side of Chicago? I almost say right now, today, July 1st, it might be the north side. Because the south side knows what they have.
Well, Chicago's a football city, is it not?
Well, we'll see. You're hoping it's a football city coming up.
Chicagoans are too.
There you go. Caleb Williams to the rescue. Isaac, did the Americans win tonight? What's your gut feeling?
My gut feeling is Uruguay 2-1.
Okay.
But if the United States wins, it's going to be on the backs, the back of Christian Pulisic. So I guess look for him to have a good game if the United States has any chance.
8 o'clock coming up tonight. We will see what happens with the United States national team and Uruguay. And, of course, remember, we're all rooting for Bolivia tonight. That's the biggest thing. All right, Spencer on Sports coming away next from 4 until 6. We will talk with everyone tomorrow with Cal Eldred. Mark, have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
You as well. Talk then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, KGYM.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beach Boys.
Now streaming, the Beach Boys tell their story in a must-see film event.
Brian, Dennis, and Carl, a cousin, Mike Love, and our good friend, Al Jardine. That's family to me.